And I am back. The neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. How is everybody's morning going today? I hope everybody is having a great morning, and I hope everybody had a great weekend. This is DJ Red Rose checking in with you on The Neighborhood. Thank you for tuning in to our new day, Tuesdays from 11 to 12, our new hour. I hope all is well. So check this out, everybody. My weekend was like blah this week. I kind of chilled, caught up on some homework and stuff like that. But I'm interested in knowing what you did for the weekend. And one way you can tell me is by, you can either call into our station. The number is 415-482-3587. Or you can go on the blog. You can go on The Neighborhood blog. You know how to get there. You could just go to the radio.dominican.edu and then scroll down. And there should be a link to a blog and also the Facebook page. So, tell me how your weekend went. I hope it was good. I want to hear some I'm looking forward to some interesting stories. So, hit me up. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Penguin Radio. Before I start, I would like to announce that Brian Sanchez and I will be doing the women's volleyball game tonight at 7 p.m. It takes place here at Dominican. So come out and support your Lady Penguins. They are playing some ball. I actually got to broadcast with Brian and Stu last week on Thursday night, I believe that was, or Friday. No, that was Friday night. It was Friday night. Great experience, and it was fun, and I'll be doing it again tonight. So tune in. We'll be live on radio.dominican.edu tonight at 7, broadcasting the women's volleyball game. And it'll also be online. You can watch the game live and hear us as well. And also, Penguin Press Pass. If you guys do not know, the Penguin Press Pass is something that here, all the DJs at Penguin Radio, we get together. Thank you to DJ Noni. We get together and we do a live broadcast on Fridays from 12:15 to like 1 o'clock, basically. And we go on live and we give different reports. So this week I'm doing weather. Should be very interesting. But yeah, last week I did the obituary. The week before that I did Bay Area sports. It's been going smooth. So if you haven't tuned in to Penguin Press Pass, do that. It's really fun. You get to hear all the voices of Penguin Radio in one segment, which is pretty beautiful and it's pretty epic. Thank you to DJ Noni. So let's see. NFL, big week for the NFL. Is that week three already? Already. There are only a couple teams that are still undefeated. It's been a pretty interesting season, if I must say. Let me shout out some scores real quick. Cowboys defeated the Buccaneers 16-10. The Bills defeated the Browns 24-14. The Jets defeated the Dolphins 23-20. The Chiefs defeated the Saints 27-24. It's not a good start for the Saints. I really hope that they pick it up. I like the Saints. The Bengals defeated the Redskins 38-31. The Bears defeated the Rams 23-6. The Titans beat the Lions 44-41. Now, that was a shocker. That was a big game for Tennessee Titans. Shout out to them for beating Detroit Lions. Man, Philadelphia Eagles lost to the Cardinals 6-27. The Texans beat the Broncos 31-25. The Patriots lost to the Ravens 30-31. If you didn't catch that game, it came down to a field goal, just like the Raiders game. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good game. If you didn't catch it, you really did miss out. You should watch it on NFL replay or something like that. Also, the Falcons beat my Chargers 27-3. Man, that was a tough game to watch for me. I don't really want to talk about it. To be honest with you, the Falcons are 3-0. They're one of the undefeated teams in the league right now. The Niners lost to the Vikings 13-24. It was just a bad offensive day for Alex Smith. I think that's what threw them off. It was pretty much a bad offensive day for Alex Smith, I think. I mean, I hope he gets it together, but if he doesn't, you know, they have a great backup, so we'll see what happens. And the Raiders beat the Steelers 34-31. Whoa, pause. I get to show the Raider fans some love today. Wow, congratulations. All right, now what are they? 1-2? Hey, they beat the Steelers. That was a big game for them at home at the Coliseum. So good job, Oakland Raiders, and I hope you continue to win. I really do. I don't wish the Oakland Raiders bad luck or anything like that. I kind of hope they have a good season. That's a good look for them. Congratulations, Raiders. You beat the Steelers 34-31. If you didn't catch that game was pretty, pretty good too. Pretty interesting. Let's talk about the WNBA for a second, because the regular season did end on Sunday night. And here are some of the final scores for the Sunday games. Seattle went on to beat Phoenix 71-57. The game was pretty much the first quarter, Seattle had 11 points, Phoenix had 16. They were up. Phoenix was up. Then for the rest of the game, Seattle just took over. Basically, leading scorers for Seattle were Little with 14 points, 8 rebounds. And for Phoenix, it's Thomas with 3 points, 18 rebounds. Her rebounds were the highlight of her night, and she had 4 assists. Also, Minnesota played San Antonio. A lot of these teams aren't playing their starters unless they're like Phoenix, because they're not going to the playoffs. But for the teams that are going to the playoffs, they did not play their starters. So Minnesota lost to San Antonio 84-99. San Antonio pretty much dominated that whole game. I don't really think Minnesota played any of their starters the whole game. Maybe for the first couple minutes, if that. But Minnesota's leading scorer was Monica Wright with 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. And San Antonio's leading scorer was Danielle Adams with 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. She's actually a starter for San Antonio. So San Antonio might have brought out the big guns at first and then kind of set them out the whole second half. But I'm pretty sure they probably did make their starters play for the first half, since they are facing the Sparks. The Sparks. Also, Tulsa played Indiana. Indiana won. Dang, I tried to give Tulsa a little credit. It was a blowout. I don't even want to say the score. It was pretty bad. But Tulsa did not finish in last place this season. So give it up to Tulsa. They came in second to last place. That's improvement. That means progress. And, you know, they're rebuilding that program. So good job to Tulsa. They actually dominated the first quarter and just kind of fell off the second quarter. But leading scorers for Tulsa were Ivory Latta with 16 points. Little Ivory had 2 rebounds and 4 assists. And leading scorers for Indiana were Tamika Catchings with 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 assists. But actually, you know what? That was a good look for Tulsa also, because Indiana will probably end up being in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they'll probably be the Eastern Conference Finals winners. And they played their starters almost the whole game. So that was a good look for Tulsa, just to let them know about, you know, just kind of get a feel for where they're at. The standings, WNBA standings going into the playoffs. The Eastern Conference, Connecticut Sun are in first place. Indiana Fever are in the second place. Atlanta Dream are in third place. New York Liberty are in fourth place. Chicago Sky came in fifth place. And Washington Mystics came in sixth place. And the teams that will be in the playoffs are the Connecticut Sun, the first four. So Connecticut Sun, Indiana Fever, Atlanta Dream, and the New York Liberty. The Connecticut Sun will be facing New York in Connecticut for the first game on Thursday. And Indiana will be facing Atlanta in Indiana for the first game. Either play on Thursday or Friday. And Chicago and Washington have time to prepare for next season before those other four teams, since they will not be participating in the WNBA playoffs. For the Western Conference, you have the Minnesota Lynx in first place, Los Angeles Sparks, in second place, San Antonio Silver Stars in third place, and the Seattle Storm in fourth place. Fifth place, Tulsa Shock. Good job, Tulsa. And sixth place, Phoenix Mercury. So who's going to be in the playoffs for the Western Conference? We have the Minnesota Lynx facing the Seattle Storm in Minnesota on Thursday. Los Angeles Sparks facing the San Antonio Silver Stars in Los Angeles on Friday, I believe. And Tulsa Shock will have a little more time to prep for next season, and so will the Phoenix Mercury. The Phoenix Mercury will actually probably have the first pick in the draft, so they'll probably pick up Brittany Griner, which will be a tremendous addition for that team, because they're going to have Candace Dupree on the floor, Diana Taurasi, Penny Taylor. So what, that's three already. Then they have this little point guard. I forgot her name. This girl from New York. She's pretty good. They're going to have a pretty smooth squad next year. Hopefully, you know, they can stay away from the injuries, because that's what killed them this year. Injuries were pretty tough. They're usually a playoff caliber team. Being in last place, coming in last place, is not Phoenix Mercury basketball. Corin Gaines is a great coach. And there was one point when he was only playing seven players. He only had seven players to play with. So look out for the Phoenix Mercury. Baseball. Oakland A's beat the New York Yankees on Sunday 5-4. Congratulations, A's. I think out of the four times that the A's have played them, they only lost to the Yankees once. So that was a good look for the A's. San Francisco Giants lost to the San Diego Padres 4-6 on Sunday. Well, for both the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants, they just have to keep winning so they could have a postseason. That'll be great if we could see two of our baseball teams here in the Bay Area in the playoffs. That'd be great. And eventually going to the World Series. You know how amazing that would be? That would be so amazing. Okay. We got to go back to football real quick, because I don't know if you guys saw the Seahawk game last night. I'm just going to call it the Seahawk game. It was crazy. Seahawk Green Bay game. It was an upset. Russell Wilson threw a disputed 24-yard touchdown pass to Golden Tate on the final play of the game. A game that finally ended 10 minutes later when both teams were brought back on the field for extra points. Wilson scrambled from the pocket and threw to the corner of the end zone as the clock expired. Tate shoved, he did. It was offensive pass interference. Tate shoved Green Bay's Sam Shields out of the way, then wrestled with MD Jennings for possession. It was ruled on the field as a touchdown. After a lengthy review, referee Wayne Elliott came out from underneath the hood and announced the ruling on the field stands. And CenturyLink Field erupted in celebration. It was nearly 10 minutes before the team were brought back for the extra points. So what happened was Green Bay was so upset. In the NFL, it's mandatory that you kick an extra point. And Green Bay was so upset, you know, they left the field like, forget this. You know, why am I standing around for this? You know, you just got cheated. Which was pretty much true, but whatever. It happened. And It took about 10 minutes for the referees to get at least 11 players, you know, on both teams back on the field just so they can kick a field, just so the Seattle Seahawks can kick a field goal. And they ended up kicking the field goal and making it. And the Seattle Seahawks defeated the Green Bay Packers last night, 14-12. But check this out. I have to go to a commercial break real quick. I'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to play a song. And then we're going to talk about some shampooing myths. You heard me right. Shampooing myths. I'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is the Brian Sanchez from the Sports Report. And you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Attention Bay Area. You can find the best Thai and American cuisine at Salad Restaurant, located in Hercules, California, 1991 Railroad Ave. To make the reservations, call 510-724-4044. The food and the view are both to die for. Check out the menu at ilovesalad.com.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
And we're back. But check this out. I want to play a song for you. I don't know if you remember this artist I played last week. His name is D1, and I played this song with Manny Fresh. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play it again, and then I'm going to play some of his other stuff later. But this is D1 featuring Manny Fresh, and it's called V1.
Yeah, Fresh said don't worry about you.
Don't worry about it.
But I ain't gonna lie, man. I had to write a little song about this situation, love.
Why?
See, this right here is a story. Yo, let me share my story.
Okay.
A story about the one.
A story about the one.
I ain't lying. The one that got away.
All right.
I hope they hear me. Look. Congratulations was the title of the message. I figured her engagement would go better if I blessed it.
Why?
I know what I know, and I know she still loved me. Even with that ring and that soon-to-be hubby. She always had a boyfriend. I never was a man. It's complicated. Only she and I would understand. We never even kissed. One time we came close, but that didn't matter. I made love to her brain the most. She was loyal to her man, though he was a buster. That let me know if I ever got with her, I could trust her. She got nervous when she felt herself falling for me.
So she
got distant, got ghosts, and stopped calling for me. Now I'm on Facebook and I see she engaged. She don't love him, she just scared to turn a new page. But I ain't tripping, I hope your marriage is quite fine. Like Badu, I see your next life shine.
She the one, she the one, she the one, she the one, she's not the one. Maybe the two, the three, the four, the five, but not the one.
Did respond to the message. I ain't stressing, no, my attitude is like F.
You know
see
mean?
Me, I was just trying to be nice. I hope your marriage go bad and you think about me your
that's
whole life. And if you see me in the streets or in the parking lot, don't even wave. Oh, I sound jealous? I'm not. I'm just honest. And I
you
promise
jealous,
I'ma get somebody who look more better with more cheddar. And I'ma be her king like Coretta. And we'll go wherever and I'll buy her whatever. And we'll be together times
no,
two. That's forever and fall
baby.
Apart never end. Our
the
love will never end. Take that. Huh. Yeah. And if you gave me your heart right now, I'd probably break that. Cause when I wanted it, I couldn't get it. Huh. I still feel kinda played, I admit it. She the one.
Son,
she the
song
one,
almost
she the one.
She the one.
She is
not
the one. She the one. The one that
I need you to clear this up.
The
third verse.
The one
third verse.
Song
almost over, yeah?
She the one. She the one. She the one.
Please believe me, you're gonna be looked at like, I don't even know. I don't know what to say.
Yo, so I was thinking like, maybe if I would have kissed you that time when we was watching TV, then you could have been mine. Or maybe if I wouldn't have been on the grind writing rhymes, then our paths could have intertwined. Sometimes
you
I think rich, the stars were aligned. You was fine,
I was trying.
You was saying you was happy with your man.
You was lying.
I was buying fitted caps, going broke, steady spending. Just cause I heard you say one time that I look cute in them. We used to chill, talk deep, or study.
Really?
But I'm only
wanted you to love me. I ain't wanna be your buddy. I had a lot of females, but I was confused. Kicking it with one girl, wishing she could be you. And you could be mine, I could be yours. We could be one. But future, I ain't see one, so I focused on the one. And that's 100, I thought you was the one. But the one that got away is what you become.
Gosh. In life, you gonna either get played or you gonna be the player. Now you gotta ask yourself, which one are you? It's real out here, you heard me? Dog, she the tennis shoes and you the coffee. She about to walk all over you.
I was D1 featuring Manny Fresh. It's called D1. D1 with V1. So check this out. Like I said, before I went to a commercial break and played this song, I'm doing something a little different today in the neighborhood. It's kind of like a hygiene, beauty, natural beauty tip kind of day. That's what I was feeling like. So here's what we're going to do. First, I'm going to go over a list of 6 shampooing myths. So, like, when you wash your hair. So, number one, you don't need to use a half a bottle of shampoo to get a clean head. A quarter-sized dollop isn't good. It's really good enough. That's actually scientifically proven. I did some research. And this was in, like, Essence magazine. So, I mean, I believe Essence magazine. That's just a credible source for me. Your hair is not only adaptable to one specific shampoo. It is okay to experiment with different shampoos. So don't be scared to say you're using Pantene one day and you want to use, I don't know, Carol's Daughters. Go for it. Carol's Daughters is better anyway. But number three, it is not okay to use... It's not okay to not use conditioner. In other words, use conditioner. They don't sell you 2 of something for no reason. They don't sell you like a 2-pack, a shampoo and conditioner for no reason. Use the conditioner. There are certain chemicals in shampoo that need to be, that can only be neutralized when you use the conditioner. If you don't use the conditioner, that certain chemical in the shampoo is not neutralized. It's not. You might as well go natural. You should just go natural, make your own shampoo or something like that. Because if you buy your shampoo from the store, please use conditioner. Also, mayonnaise is a great deep conditioner. Don't believe anything else. All right. So that's number 5. No, 4, I'm sorry. Number 5. This is for people with dreadlocks. Using cold water does not make your hair more glossy and shiny. It does not. You don't have to put yourself through that. You don't have to be cold while you're washing your hair. You can wash your hair in warm water if you want. You don't have to wash your hair in cold water because it's not going to make a difference. You'll get the same results. And I'm not sure about this number 6 right here. It's a little different. I've heard different my whole life, but it says shampooing daily will not dry your hair out. Maybe if you, I guess if you deep condition it often, it won't, and you keep your hair moisturized. It probably won't. I can kind of see where they're going with that. It probably won't if you keep your hair moisturized. But if you're not, if you're slacking, then it will definitely dry your hair out. So think about that. And I'm just going to name out some snacks that'll help you lose weight, to lose weight. Spicy nuts. It's a good little assortment of nuts with a little hit of spice to it. Fruits, always great and yummy. Vegetables, always great and yummy. And also different trail mixes. One of my favorite stores is Trader Joe's, and they have a variety of trail mixes everywhere around the store. Just snack healthy. Snacking is probably one of the main reasons why people are not as small as they want to be, because they have unhealthy snacking habits. So spicy nuts, fruits, vegetables, and trail mixes, those are really good, really good choices. But check this out. Foods you can use to keep a clear face. Are you ready for this? Foods you can use to keep a clear face. So you can go in your fridge and use these food items and make different masks. So bananas and honey face mask. It helps to brighten your complexion. Cucumbers and yogurt face mask hydrates your skin. This is all natural, by the way. Chocolate truffle mask. A chocolate truffle mask. Who could have guessed that? Is good for your oil. It's good for oily or acne prone skin. Chocolate truffles. And they say chocolate is the main reason why you get acne. But check this out. Chocolate truffle mask is good for oily or acne prone skin. Strawberry facials are good for young girls. So, you know, when your little daughter has a little sleepover and a couple of her friends come over, treat them to some strawberry facials. They'll like that. It'll be fun. It's fun. Tomato, lemon juice, and oatmeal oats is also good for treating acne. That's for like the more severe acne cases. So tomato, lemon juice, and oatmeal oats. These are all natural facials with non-expensive ingredients. You can get all these ingredients at the 99 cent store if you wanted to. It's the truth. It's the truth. But also, I also want to point this out. You know how sometimes you may go out and you just feel like the awkward person in the crowd? Here are five ways not to be the awkward person while you're out on the town. Number one, learn how to laugh. Nothing is more attractive than a beautiful smile and the sound of a healthy laugh. Laughing instantly breaks the ice and opens conversation flow. Number two, switch up your routine. Take an alternate route home. Go on a spontaneous shopping trip after work. Go to a store or a restaurant you have been wanting to go to, you always wanted to go to, but you never did. Go try it out. Be adventurous. Number three, stop gluing yourself to your friends every time you go out. Venture out and talk to someone new. That's always cool. Just to meet someone new, that's always cool. Number four, planning outing every month or week with a different set of friends you hang out. When you hang out with different friends, you're not limiting yourself to the same social arenas. Or if you don't want to do that, just make sure the group of friends that you hang out with are down for going to different places so you won't be stuck in those same social arenas. Go to another city. Go to an art show instead of a club. Go to poetry night instead of reggae night. Or vice versa. Switch it up. Get creative. And also, number five, listen without interrupting. You'll be real surprised about how healthy it is just to listen sometimes. Listening is so very important. What we're going to do right now is, I want you to think about everything I just said. Jot everything down. I'll post the stuff on the blog about the facial mask and all that great stuff. But I do have to go to a commercial break right quick. So I will be back in a few minutes. Then we're going to hit a song. But I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, everybody. This is Jordan Smith from the Sports Report. And you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
two and three and four and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this, kid.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1 at sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net. And we're back. Check this out, everybody. I have this new song from Fat Joe. Actually, it's the remix. It's called Pride and Joy. But there's a little twist to this. It's Fat Joe featuring Trey Songz, Pusha T, Ashanti, and Miguel. It's like one of my favorite songs right now. But I have to like mute half of Fat Joe's verse because they don't have a clean version for it yet. So I'm going to come in during the end of Fat Joe's verse, and then I'm going to continue to talk, and then I'll hop back into the song. It's going to be kind of different, but I really want you to hear the song. The song's amazing. So here's Fat Joe featuring Trey Songz, Pusha T, Ashanti, and Miguel with Pride and Joy Remix.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know why I tend to love these kind of girls.
Festa, can't get this young lady. Got me going. I don't know why I take a lot of these kind of girls. She's my baby. It's so crazy. I can't take it, but I love it. I swear I love it all. Even if she's all about the money, I don't even care. Yeah. Got a lot of money, it's enough of it that we could share. Oh, I love these kind of girls.
Look at where the time went. Could never get back all the time spent. Chase time, FaceTime. Nowadays, I don't even try and waste mine. Just rather drop a bag off. You see, love is like a crash course. And I hate to be the bad sport, but it's one for every stamp in my passport. So I'm still taking dimes out. And I'm still holding tryouts. Just never taking time out. Scared of what I might find out.
So sophisticated, this young lady got me going. I don't know why I tend to love these kind of girls. She's my baby. It's so crazy. I can't take it, but I love it. I swear I love it.
Even if she's all about the money, I don't even care. Yeah. Got a lot of money, it's enough of it that we could share. Oh, I love these kind of girls.
Courtside, any game, who the don? Must be thinking I'm a lame shit that you've been on. I gave you rose gold, everything. Everything but a wedding ring. Now you gon' creep. Got you that bubblegum six, you could chew up the streets.
All right, the rest of his verse is a little, questionable. So, this is Fat Joe featuring Miguel, Trey Songz, and Ashanti. Pride and Joy. The original is pretty tight too, but I like the remix a little better. Let's see if he's done.
Yeah. This young lady, this girl, got me going. I don't know why I tend to love these kind of girls.
She's my
favorite. It's so crazy. I can't take it, but I love it. I swear I love it.
Even if she's all about the money, I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money is enough of it that we can share. Oh, I love these kind of girls.
It ain't even that I'm all about the money, babe. Baby, a difference between the things you do and say. I love you more than anything, yeah. But I swear you gotta stop playing the games. Being your pride and your joy is cool, but I'd rather be your heart than to play you fool. Cause my pride is everything I got. I'd be damned if I give it up just for another night. But you gon' have to show me more. Still my pride and joy. So she's still my pride and joy.
So sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
this young lady got me going. I don't know why I tend to love these kind of girls. She's my favorite.
She's my baby. Oh,
it's so crazy.
Can't take it.
She's all about the money.
I don't really care.
Yeah. Got a lot of money. It's enough of it that we can share.
Oh, I love these kind of girls.
Song right there, that was Fat Joe featuring Trey Songz, Miguel and Ashanti with Pride and Joy. That's the remix. For the entertainment news, it's time for entertainment news. We just had a caller, but something didn't go right, so if you want to call back, you can. We'll put you on air right now. But entertainment news, Lindsay Lohan was rushed to the emergency room in New York City last night. And sources connected, well, actually, this was the night before last. And sources connected to the actress tell us that, this is TMZ News, she's suffering from bad lung infection. Lindsay has been telling friends she has been dealing with bad case of walking pneumonia for about the last couple weeks. And the night before last, we're told things got so bad she had to go to the hospital. We're told Lindsay was taken to Mount Sinai, where she received medication for the infection, including antibiotics, and was discharged shortly after. Lindsay currently is resting back in her whole hotel room in New York City. That, man. If it's not something about her going to court, it's something about her going to the hospital. So it's just, you gotta say a prayer for her. She's going through it. I don't know if you heard about this, but NFL player Torrey Smith, this is a little story about him. This is credited TMZ as well. Torrey Smith's family is incredibly proud of the way the NFL star played in his last night's Ravens versus Patriots game. Telling TMZ, his performance was the ultimate tribute to his younger brother, who had just died hours before Torrey took the field. They spoke with Torrey's grandmother, Mary Smith, who tells them Torrey called her to let her know he would be playing and dedicating the game to his 19-year-old brother, Tevin Jones, who passed away in a motorcycle crash early Sunday morning. Mary told TMZ, Torrey didn't have to call. She already knew he was going to play. He wanted to get out there and win that game for his brother, and the Lord made it happen for him. Mary says, Smith's entire family gathered at her home in Virginia to watch Torrey play. And this is what Mary says. I said, look at my grandson. He's going to win that game. And they have to win the game. FYI, Torrey played the game of his life, scoring 2 touchdowns in the Ravens' incredible come-from-behind victory. Mary says the family was very emotional during this game, crying both tears of joy and sadness. When he scored his first touchdown, it was wonderful. That was for his little brother. Torrey is expected to return home sometime yesterday to help with the family and the funeral arrangements. Oh, so that was pretty sad news, but I have some pretty funny news now. It's about Flavor Flav and Miley Cyrus. So this is a TMZ report. And this week's painfully cringeworthy award goes to Flavor Flav, who met Miley Cyrus backstage at the iHeartRadio Music Festival and was convinced she was Gwen Stefani. The video on TMZ was shot Friday night in Vegas, showing Flav. The video was posted on TMZ.com if you want to check it out. It shows Flavor Flav bumping into Miley Cyrus backstage and getting really excited. Then he blurts out, Gwen Stefani! It is Miley Cyrus, but Miley doesn't correct him. She just smiles and gives him a hug. Then Flavor calls her Gwen again. At that point, someone in Flav's camp pulls him aside and tells him it's actually Miley Cyrus. At first, Flav couldn't believe it, but after the pity drops, Flav tries to make amends, turning to Miley Cyrus and saying, "Do me a favor, smack me." Can't you see him saying something like that? "Do me a favor, smack me." Gwen was also there Friday night, and they took pictures of the two, and Gwen and Miley looked nothing alike. Gwen had on, like, red lipstick with a completely different outfit. I don't know. Flavor Flav. That's really funny. I wish I was there to witness that one. Also, you know Justin Bieber's hot ride, the chromed out ride, is, like, all chrome. Well, check this out. It pays off to be Justin Bieber's best friend forever because Sean Kingston went and told TMZ Beaver gave him his old chrome-plated Fisker Karma simply because he got bored with it. But the truth came out today because the Fisker is back in Bieber's garage this morning. Kingston was leaving Boa Steakhouse in Hollywood this weekend when the valet drove up in the Karma, which Justin instantly got on his 18th birthday. It was a gift from his manager, Scooter Braun. But like I said, Sean just wanted to, I don't know, stunt that night. He was out at the steakhouse in Beverly Hills in Bieber's car, though, because it's right back in Justin's garage this morning. That's what reports are saying. Oh, man. I hope it isn't true, but LAPD wants to have a chit-chat with soon-to-be father Wiz Khalifa. If you did not know, Amber Rose is pregnant. They are expecting their first child together. Because a woman had told cops that the rapper smashed into her car and then fled the scene. Law enforcement sources, this is what they told TMZ. The lady filed a hit-and-run report following the crash last Wednesday. Cops are investigating to figure out what's going on. They're told that the alleged victim had been working on a music video shoot with Wiz Khalifa, and she claims the alleged accident occurred around midnight when everyone was leaving the set. And she says that cops are attempting to reach Wiz Khalifa. And all their attempts have failed so far. But I think it's best for him to just cooperate right now. And the truth will reveal itself. Because the longer that it takes for them to contact him, the more suspicious the police will be and actually take the young lady's side who claims that it was actually a hit and run. So, I mean, do what you gotta do, Wiz. You have a child on the way. Better start telling the truth. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a crew member on a movie set who had passed away on set. The Lone Ranger, crew member who died on set last week, worked alongside mega producer Jerry B and Johnny Depp for years. Close friends tell TMZ the victim's name was Mike Brigger, a welder and water safety guy who had 20 plus years in the business. And one of his biggest breaks was working with Mr. B on the set of his first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. We're told Mr. B respected his work so much, he hired him for every single Pirate sequel and then for Lone Ranger. Our sources say he has also become close friends with Johnny Depp while working on these films. So we just want to send out our condolences to the family. And his funeral is currently being planned by family and friends. All right, you guys, that's enough for entertainment news right now. I do have to go to another commercial break. So I'll be back, and then when I get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Shakira, and her boyfriend, her soccer player boyfriend. But I'll be right back. stay tuned to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. And I'll be right back.
Attention all Penguins and Penguin fans. Your Dominican bookstore has all the supplies you need for this semester. Pencils, pens, notebooks, portfolios, plus Dominican gear. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, keychains, and bumper stickers, plus much more. You can either visit the Dominican bookstore on campus or online. Check it out. You're definitely going to be impressed. Go Penguins.
This is the one and only DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The Neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
I want to hop back into some more D1. He has this song called J50 and Weezy. The title is pretty much self-explanatory, but I know you're going to like the song. So here's D1 with J50 and Weezy.
Yeah. So picture, I had this dream, right? That I walked into this office building and a receptionist came downstairs and said, D1, your party is ready upstairs. So I hop off the elevator and I see Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and Lil Wayne sitting at a round table.
I hope they hear me.
Look. What up, Jay? What up, Fifth? What up, Weezy? I'm D. I appreciate y'all for having this conversation with me. I know that I'm the brokest person in the room, yo. But money don't matter here because I'm rich with ideas. Oh. First off, I grew up listening to all of y'all. From the block is how to get rich to Blueprint, I bought it all. I paid 20 for the block is how that Peaches went. And Hope, I bought volume 2 because I love money ain't a thing. Fifth, you had it locked in high school. You the reason I stopped buying Ja Rule. But I graduated from that train of thought, so that's why I'm here today, not to fuss but to talk. Here we go, love. 50, you a marketing genius and you stupid rich. Let's come up with a scheme and get a game of super fix. I seen you slaughter the careers of other men, but they were all brother men, so that's just another win for the other team. Entertainment is what it seems, but black on black hatred is the underlying theme. Paid, powerful, and popular, you got it all. Use that to fight the real enemy and make them fall. Other rappers might not understand, but so what? The game probably got him bending over doing a toe touch. Woo. It's raping him. So Fifth, I know you got a heart, homie, I don't doubt you. But trust the movement, gon' move on with or without you.
Weezy.
Lil Weezy, flow off the heezy. But we don't feel your presence down in a big easy. Shouting out New Orleans at the Grammys, that's cool. But how about donating some cash money to help the schools? Wealth is cool, but not if you a selfish dude.
Get at him, Pete.
Nah, let's help this dude. Every statement that I yell is true. So take heed to it, Weezy. This ain't coming from no jealous dude. I know you're smart, son. You went to McMahon. Now everything you say and do got kids trying to be Wayne. Friend or foe, it all depend on how you manage your talents. So what you gonna do? Step up or step down from the challenge?
Ho!
Young Hov, Jigga, H to the Izzo. It's truly an honor for me to meet you, my Nizzo. It's impossible to belittle your impact on the game. You got the hottest chick in the world wearing your wedding ring.
That's right.
You know most of these little rappers is whack. They spitting poison, they hurting the culture, they holding us back. But I'm trying to see how you feel, cause when you speak, people listen. Do you agree with me, disagree, or you feeling different? With all that you done sold, now you can't afford to be lyrically Talib Kweli. But truthfully, you ain't gotta rhyme like common sense. Just be down for the cause and don't ride the fence, you heard? Hey man, hold up, but while I got y'all here right fast, let me look through my notebook. Cause see, I was writing a rap about this same topic. I just ain't know y'all was gonna show up to the meeting today, you know. I know y'all busy. Hold up. But you know, let me just, cause I'm still unsigned, so let me at least rap this for y'all. Hey, but my stuff on iTunes though. Alright, here we go. Look. Picture this, we got the blind leading the blind man. How stupid can we get? I just couldn't let it slide this time. Besides, cause my people need this. And I ain't on a major label, so they can't delete this. Let's go in. Now every rapper need to lose their deals and earn them back. Most of them then let the industry take them and turn them whack. I be spitting from the soul, so they feel you, boy. I want your ear and your heart like Amelia, boy. Stop snitching, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. That's why nobody spoke up when my dog got murdered. Everybody trying to stay true to the rules. Forget the rules if the rules was devised by fools. Most rappers is puppets, that can't be avoided. Being used for their stupidity, then getting exploited by a man with a different color skin. But homie, we grown men, so that's why I blame us and them. Me and you, we're David, the industry's Goliath. I'm here to fight it, and all that trash, I don't buy it. When I was lost, I used to look up to these cats. Now I pray for these cats. How you love that? A young, dumb, desperate, money-hungry rapper. First a label sees him, then they go in for the capture. Precisely what they're after, another pawn. Talking about the people you kill. Pop, 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 pop. Hold on. They also like it when you talk about your drug. How much you sell them for? 18.5? Oh, that's what's up. I'm trying not to point, but I hope you get the point. These cats ain't running the game, right? I'ma get the point. Fight him, battle him. The media stay instigating. To us, it's real beef. To them, it's instant ratings. Then when somebody gets shot, it's such a problem. That same media's not saying we should stop the violence. Ancestors of ours are screaming from the grave. Cause physically we free, but we still some mental slaves. Ancestors of ours are screaming from the grave. Cause physically we free, but we still some mental slaves.
Isn't that the truth though? D1 speaks the truth. He's actually gonna be out here in the Bay Area in November and in San Francisco. I'm gonna go see D1. I'm like a real fan now. I have another one to end the show with. But real quick, like I said, we have some Shakira news. Colombian singer Shakira said on Wednesday she is expecting her first child with her Spanish soccer player boyfriend, Jared Piqué, I guess, hopefully. As some of you may know, Jared, I guess that's his name. And I are very happy, this is Shakira speaking, I am very happy awaiting the arrival of our first baby. At this time, we have decided to give priority to this unique moment in our lives and postpone all promotional activities planned over the next few days. Shakira, age 35, that's what she posted on her website. The singer, who did not specify the due date, is bowing out of a music festival in Las Vegas. The iHeart Music Festival, so she didn't do that. In the near future, she will be juggling both motherhood and work. Earlier this week, the singer, along with R&B star Usher, were confirmed to replace Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green for the fourth season next year NBC's hit singing contest, The Voice. Shakira burst onto the international pop scene in her 2006 single, Hips Don't Lie. That was my favorite Shakira song, still is. Her and Wyclef did their thing. Her boyfriend is 25 years old and plays for the FC Barcelona team. The couple first met in 2010. This will be their first child. Oh, man, the other news within that news is that CeeLo and Christina Aguilera will not be on The Voice next season. I enjoy The Voice, and I like Christina and CeeLo. I like them a lot. I like Usher and Shakira, but I think, that's a good show, a good fit for Christina and CeeLo. I'm sad to hear that. But anyway, Warner Music Group executive Lyre Cohen will resign from the company this month after an 8-year tenure, during which he steered the company through a revamp under new ownership and found success with artists from CeeLo Green, to Josh Groban. Cohen joined Warner Music Group in 2012 and oversaw and reconstructing of this recorded music vision after investors led by Edgar Brofman Jr. acquired the company from Time Warner Incorporated. He has served as chairman and CEO of Recorded Music Scene since 2011. He resigned from this company as effective in September on the 30th. So really soon, in a couple days. Or what?
In a couple days.
So, yep. But, like I told you, D1 is a pretty good artist, and I want to play one more song by him. It's called Proud of Me. Like, all of his songs are pretty much nothing but positive messages, so you got to shed light, shed some love on this brother right here, D1. This is called Proud of Me.
I just want to move forward, y'all, for real. I'm tired of the same old, same old. I just want to take us to the next level. I just want to be somebody that my moms could be proud of, somebody that another black person my age could be proud of, somebody that if I have kids, my kids could be proud of. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to kill the world. I just want to be in the world, make a little money in this world.
In this world. In this world. In this world.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. I hope they hear me.
And I'm just trying to make y'all proud of me. I got a vision that's further than my eyes can see. And if I ever change,
yeah,
I'ma listen back to this song.
Love. This is for all the couches that I crashed on, all the floors that I slept on, tissues that I wept on, the cars that I slept in, the kids that I left when I quit teaching to try reaching my peeps in the streets. And God, if I ain't post a rap, please let me know. But if I'm post a rap, God, please let me blow. I'm thinking revolution, never will I stop. They said I can't change the world, I'm thinking why not? We raising girls to queens, we raising boys to men. I spit that common sense, that's where the line and lens. Some say that it's poetic, some say that it's prophetic. I'm globally connected, but locally respected. Somebody dying as I rap this verse, that let you know this life's short like a Catholic church. And that's why I'm grinding for the cause, not for the cause. But even when I get the cause will never pause. Yeah.
And I'm just trying to make y'all proud of me. I got a vision that's further than my eyes could see. And if I ever change, I'ma listen back to this song and keep it focused again. And I'm just trying to make y'all proud of me. I got a vision that's further than my eyes could see. And if I ever change, I'ma listen back to this song and
keep it focused again. I got him, I got him. 2:13 and I ain't talking about LA.
It's 2:14 and I ain't talking about VD.
It's 2:15 and I ain't talking about Philly.
I hope these 2:16s make you feel me.
Yeah. People steady tweeting me, telling me to follow them. Boy, I'm a leader, gotta watch who I'm following. Everything I get when I spit here's a gift. My rapping got the bloods in the acting with the Crips. I show them blue plus Su Wu to equal green. Who knew? The home of voodoo would raise a young Hugh New. The enemy be grinding, so I work round the clock. With these instrumentals, it's instrumental, I never stop. Somewhere out on every block, it's a bunch of diamonds. Diamonds in the rough, they just need some refining. So strap up, soldier, we riding. I spit that Sudafed, cause these A&R's been having sinus problems.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make y'all proud of me. I got a vision that's further than my eyes can see.
D1.
And if I ever change,
what?
I'ma listen back to this song and keep it focused.
I know they counting on me.
And I'm just trying to make y'all.
Let's go.
I got a vision that's further than
what
my eyes can see. And if I ever change, I'ma listen back to this song.
I got it. It's 2:13 and I ain't talking about LA. 2:14 and I ain't talking about V-Day. 2:15 and I ain't talking about Philly.
I hope these 2:16s make you feel me.
Sitting in my bedroom, TV dinner in my hand, trying to write a hit so that I could blow and be the man. Sitting in my bedroom, TV dinner in my hand, trying to write a hit so that I could blow and be the man.
And I'm just trying to make y'all proud of me. I got a vision that's listen back to this song
to
get me focused again.
D1, Proud of Me. I would like to thank everybody for tuning in to the neighborhood today. You know, you can only catch me on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Let's see. Listen in later. Women's volleyball. We have up here Dominican. The ladies go on at 6, and so do Brian Sanchez and myself. I will be assisting him with broadcasting that game, which will be pretty fun and pretty interesting as well. Like I always say, Keep the peace in the streets. I'm about to go shoot some hoops. And I'll catch you guys on the fly. Also on Friday. That's where you can catch me next, actually. After the volleyball game tonight on Friday, the Penguin Press Pass. It's live. It's on. It's cracking at 12:15. So tune into that. Catch everybody from DU. All the DJs and everything, new and old. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a party. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a party at the Penguin Press Pass. So tune into that. Get all the news, everything from what's going on in the world as of wars, politics, sports, health, weather, you name it. It's going to be talked about. So tune into that. Thank you so much again. You are tuning into Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Have a great day. See y'all later. Peace. Pursue.